Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com, here with Mr. Jeff Perry. Say hello, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. Exactly. Kind of like the little monkey, you know, he just kind of does what you tell him to do. But anyways, so I hope everyone's had a great New Year's. I hope that whatever your plans and your goals that you put into motion, I hope you follow through with them, and I hope you get those things done. That's kind of what today's podcast is about. So I want to talk about the concept of the new year, new you, you know, getting out there and doing the things we need to do in order to be successful at the goals that we set, be it family goals, personal goals, business goals, spiritual goals, the list goes on. The biggest thing that we see is, and Jeff, you and I were talking about this earlier, you know, some people that have the fitness goals, and we were talking about, yeah, the gym's going to be packed for the first 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's going to be dead again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said two. I said one.
Yeah, you said one. I said two because there's a little bit of guilt that goes in there. And when people sign that contract for $29.99 a month plus tax for the next 18 months, typically they'll give it at least two weeks. Yeah, but
you know how these gyms are. They give that dollar, sign up for a dollar right now, refer a friend, anything they can do to get a huge – you know,
that's brilliant, though.
Yeah, they open the floodgates and get people to
they
roll in.
They got you on the hook. Yeah. They got you on the hook. They're like, hey, sign up for a buck, and then it's $29.99 a month for the next 18 months. You're good to go. So, you know, the big thing is they know how to bait people in. They know how to market to the people that they're selling to, which is a huge, huge thing when it comes to marketing.
Well, and they're smart enough to do it in the window of time that's the best opportunity to take advantage of that.
Oh, you should see signs going up any minute now in most gyms across the nation, but not just gyms that we're talking about.
No, but you know, and when the we have a restaurant that's going to be opening up, and you know, I'll be there trying to.
Oh God! So Jeff has an obsession with Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry, Arby's, and Arby's is opening up right down the road. And tomorrow, if you're there, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't tomorrow. What was it?
It was the other day. We missed it.
Okay, we missed it. Never mind. I thought it was tomorrow for some reason. But they had a thing. If you were one of the first 50 people in their doors, you got free Arby's for a year. And Jeff was like, I'm going to be there. Yeah.
And guess where I wasn't? I wasn't in.
We forgot about the date. So there's that. You know, it's right down the road from the office. It's super convenient. I'm not a big Arby's fan. Jeff is.
Oh, you like it.
I like it, but it's not like, oh, where do you want to go to eat? I'm not like, let's go to Arby's. You know, it's one of those, it's kind of like a treat. Hey, where do you want to go for shitty food? Oh, let's go to Arby's. So that falls back into the gym thing we're talking about. So everyone, you know, here's the thing. You get in the gym, that's fine and great. If you get on the bike for 15 minutes and take off and get home and then eat a cheeseburger and drink eight beers, guess what? You didn't do shit.
Or like our gym where it's located next to a wonderful restaurant.
Yes, Viking Pizza's fire. So if you're in the area, it's off Kedron Road, Viking Pizza is definitely a place
Wood
to check
fire
out.
Pizza.
Yes, it's fantastic. But obviously we're not here to talk about gyms. I just want to talk about things in general. I want to talk about starting off the new year. And it kind of falls into the gym theory because it's like we set these goals, we work on them, and then for a lot of people, we hit a point where it's like, fuck this. This is too hard. I'm just going to go back to what I did last year. And then you look back and 10 years have gone by and the goals have never been accomplished. They've never been reached because you're doing the same things that you did before. And that's a common thing that you see. Every year you have the same people that are like, I'm going to get in shape this year. I'm going to go and I'm going to bench press 300 pounds and I'm going to drop 300 pounds and I'm going to do all this other crazy stuff. And then the following year, they're still bench pressing 150 when they get that first 2 weeks in the gym.
I can bench press 300 pounds. It's 10 pounds 30 times.
Yeah, there you go. But it's the same people that are in there. And it's, you know, last year I weighed XYZ. This year I weigh ABC, you know, and that's
supposed to be numbers, not letters.
Well, you can say what you want, but mine are algebra, you know, A plus B plus C equals what you weigh. So trying to make things complex for the people in the new year, you know, it's not like writing down 2019 after every date isn't hard enough to do.
Yeah.
So which we'll struggle at that. I'm sure it's going to be, you know, January 1st.
Yeah.
2018 or something crazy.
Well, and you have these goals, but then it's how long does it take to create a habit, they say?
I don't know.
I think it's like 21 days or something like that. There's a like some sort of a strategic way to create habits, and getting into the groove is one of the things that, you know, I think people fall off on a lot.
Well, and I think that getting into the groove and making it something that's part of your natural everyday, this is the motion I make, this is the motions I take in order to do something. You know, I drive right past the gym every single day, and I can
sometimes
choose.
You stop.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying, Jeff. But sometimes I could just keep going and say, screw it, I'm not going to the gym. Or there could be other times where I stop. But the fact of the matter is the pathway is always the same. I drive right past that gym, and I make a decision whether it is to pull in that parking lot. And here's the thing. There's been lots of times where I've pulled into that parking lot, and I'm like, ugh, I don't really want to go in. And I start thinking of ways to shortcut my workout and what I can do to make it quick and not effective. You know, hey, I got to be home by a certain time or whatever the case may be. But obviously that gets me nowhere. That doesn't get me to accomplishing my goals. It doesn't get me to achieving what it is I want. So I have to go in there and I have to press. And the thing is, and you know this, Jeff, because you've went to that gym long enough, it's the same people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to walk in there and fall into a light routine because you don't have people challenging you.
Right.
And it, part of that is the mental standpoint saying, all right, if this is really what I want, this is what I want to commit to, I need to go the extra mile and do whatever it is I want to do to get in shape and whatever it is it takes to get there. I talked to my brother the other day and I was like, hey, get me a basic workout routine. Like, I know how to go to the gym, but if I have a routine to follow, it at least gives me a base point to say, okay, here's what I need to do.
Yeah.
And here's what I can measure. Instead of going in there and one day I'm doing curls, the next day I'm doing, you know, something different and I'm never doing consistent things, you're not going to see consistent results.
I need to do that too. That's one thing I've noticed is my workout regimen has not been the best because I don't go in and do, you know, chest and back or whatever, you know.
Well, they make apps for this. And I know you're like the Scrooge when it comes to fucking technology, but they do. They make apps that literally tell you, do this, do this, do this, do this, and this will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you do it, and that's the other thing. We have to challenge ourselves and say, okay, we need to do it at a heavier weight. It's not just doing it at, you know, this weight sustainable or whatever.
Yeah, because as soon as your muscles start going, oh, that's not comfortable.
Right.
I want to be comfortable. I can do this as long as I'm comfortable. But exactly. As soon as I start getting uncomfortable, you don't really want to do it.
Right. When it starts, you've got the pain and the burn. And
you know what they used to say is what? Pain is weakness leaving the body.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they used to say. I don't think they say it anymore because, you know, like when you
or less talky, more lifty.
Yeah, there you go. But see, this all relates back, and this was a great analogy to use because this all relates back to personal goals. You know, a lot of times we get on down the road and we commit. We're like, we're going to do this. This year I'm going to make it happen. And you start pressing and you start pushing forward. And then all of a sudden you hit a hard point. You know, it may be a deal falls through. It could be that you're sick one day. It may be that, you know, there's a TV show on TV and you want to watch that instead of hanging out with the kids for the hour that you promised them at the beginning of the year. And that dips into that habit and really creates chaos, you know, because a small little issue like that, like let's say your goal is to, you know, close 10 deals a month. And then you have one that falls through, and now you're at 9 deals a month.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, you know, I'm not going to hit that 10, so what's it matter? I'm just going to go back to the old habits because that's the easy way to do it. And I didn't really like working an actual 40 hours a week. I'd rather do something easier. Instead of looking at it and saying, all right,
I got to get 11th.
11 next month. Yeah. And we use environmental excuses too. Things like, oh, the market's bad.
Or there's a snowflake in the air.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that we can use in order to leverage that out and excuse ourselves from obtaining that goal. And that's the thing. That's what we have to push past. So even though you want to, I'll give you an example. Yesterday I was on the exercise bike and I'm going and you know me,
get off of me.
Right. I put in work on that bike, you know, so I'm on the exercise bike and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, all right, I can stop now. My workout is technically done on this thing and I can stop. And I pushed and I did another 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, I can stop now. But I pushed over that 5 minutes. I covered up the time, and I kept going. Pretty soon, I did 15 more minutes than I initially planned on doing. Now, I did that at five-minute-at-a-time increments. What I did is I said, all right, I'm just going to go for another 5 minutes. And then after that 5 minutes hit, I was like, I'm just going to a couple more minutes, and I'll be all right. And then I changed my goal. I changed my goal from the time to the amount of calories to the distance. And so I did that to, in a way, trick myself into pushing harder and going
faster.
It's like
hitting the snooze button a bunch of times on your alarm clock.
It is, except you're yielding positive results. You're not just sitting there saying, oh, I'm going to sleep in. This feels good. You know, and that's the thing with business is trick yourself into pushing harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, personal life, trick yourself into doing more. You know, with business, you may make 10 phone calls and not get a single result. Well, push yourself to make 12, then 15, then 30, then 40, then 90, how many ever it takes in order to yield the result you want. Don't just give up. You know how many times back in the day when you and I used to work at a mortgage place And it was always that one extra phone call that got you to the goal that you wanted to be. And sometimes that one extra phone call never came. You know, sometimes the clock ticked to six and you're like, fucking, I'm out. And then there was other times where it's like, I've got to get this. And the thing is when we get desperate and we have to push, we make results happen. But why does it take something, a desperate measure to make things come together? You know, and that's too often what people see. You tell someone, hey, if you don't close a deal this month, I'm taking your car and your house. What happens? 9 times out of 10, they close a fucking deal. Mm-hmm. Why? They're under pressure. They do what it takes to make it happen. In a lot of cases, they're selling out of desperation, but they figure it out and they make shit happen.
Right.
So why does it take something so simple, but yet something so major to happen in their lives in order to allow them to push on, you know? And that's the big thing with this goal that we're talking about. It's going to be very easy. You're going to have a lot of people that will make excuses for you on why you won't achieve. You're going to have a lot of people that are enablers. And what those people are going to do is you're going to go and you're going to say, you know, I haven't hit my sales goal this month. And they're going to give you a platter full of excuses. And you're going to be able to choose from that platter what excuse you want to use in order to leverage that, in order to make yourself feel better and tell the excuse to the next person when they ask you. So when the next person comes up and says, hey, man, why didn't you hit that goal? You can say, you know, Jeff gave me a platter of excuses. We're going to use this one on why I didn't hit my goal. I didn't hit my goal, Jeff, because the housing market, you know, across the board, it's doing shitty. Well, guess what? Houses still sold, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you suck up more of the market share?
Right.
Well, because you didn't do the activities that it took to get your extra market share. And so looking at your goals, you have to make sure that you don't allow other people to make excuses for you, because once you do, you lose. And once you fall into that, you follow into kind of the being mediocre, mm-hmm. you know, because it's a predictable path that we tend to do the same things. And I'm saying this from experience. I'm not saying this because I read it in a fucking book and I think, hey, this is good to talk about. I'm saying this because I've done this before, where you get to a point and your workout partner, let's say, because I love the workout analogy, your workout partner is like, oh man, I'm sick today. I'm not going to be there. And you say, well, my partner's sick, so I'm not going to go either. And then a couple days fly by, and neither one of you are now going to the gym mm-hmm. because there was an excuse that was made and you allowed yourself to escape with that excuse. Somebody had sent a message earlier and they were talking about doing mastermind meetings a couple times a mm-hmm. month over the phone. And they said, you know, does this work? And I said, no, it doesn't work, because people don't make it a priority. Everyone comes up with an excuse. Mastermind comes up. It's at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday. And, oh, man, I forgot I've got to do this and I got to do that. And, you know, today is super busy, and all of a sudden people start falling out of it and it's no longer a priority, and they allow that to slip away. Why? Because they don't make it a non-negotiable factor as a part of their work week, work day, work month, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's wasteful. It's like networking groups. Same thing. Everybody shows up to the first few.
Few of them are pretty hot, yeah.
Yeah, and then they don't see any result. You know, they're not closing those extra 10 deals a month that they thought they would in their networking group, and then they go somewhere else, mm-hmm. you know. Part of that, too, is the financial commitment when it takes – you know, that takes place when somebody joins a group like that.
Right.
You know, if you're vested in it, it doesn't have to be financially, but if you're vested in it in some form or fashion and everybody else is as well, that's what makes those things successful. So you really got to embed yourself in your goals and say, all right, I'm vested in this for X, Y, and Z reason. You know, in the last podcast, we talked about that. We talked about setting goals that are obtainable but that are a reaching goal. This way it actually challenges you to do the extra work. Let me tell you this. If it is 4 days into the month so far and you're already considering giving up or replacing one of your goals, you fucked yourself mm-hmm. already. You know, it's like we talked about in a previous podcast with Shannon's son deciding not to take college-level psychology anymore. You know, that's a challenge that at some point he said, you know, it's kind of difficult. I'm just going to give up. This is what I'm going to do. Now, it was up, obviously, to, you know, Shannon and Kyler's dad, whether or not he drops that class. But my big challenge is, hey, if shit gets tough, you keep pushing. You push harder. You know, you tuck that chin in and you throw them shoulders forward and keep charging forward. And that's what you have to do. And if you're not willing to do that, well, then you have to, I don't know what you have to do. You know, one of the things that I looked at for one of my goals this year is the spiritual portion of it, and actually sitting down and calculating and figuring out, hey, what does the spiritual portion of goals mean to me? Because for most people, I think spiritual means religious. And religious and spiritual are actually two separate things.
Completely different.
But I think that the average person thinks of those two things as being one and the same. You know, when somebody comes up to you and says, hey, you know, are you a spiritual person? I think people automatically assume a religious person. I think those words are commonly used together, and so people assume that.
Yeah, they need – yeah. But if you look up the definitions of religion and spiritual, they're completely different. You know, religion is something – doesn't even have to do with any kind of higher power. It could be my religion is to come into work every day and religiously I do this and religiously I do that. And it's a set of things that you do expecting some sort of a result.
Right. And that's understandable. But those things are for me to define.
Or a pair of jeans.
Yeah, whatever. Expensive pair of jeans. True religion. No, but you know, those are things for people to think about. And when it comes to your goals and pushing forward and getting over that speed bump and knowing that you're going to be able to be successful at your goals regardless, because keep in mind, 1 month of not hitting your goal, there's still
– well, you got to – yeah.
I mean, there's 12 months in a year.
And you think of it like a road. You think of, okay, here's 2019. It's a brand new road. Just got laid. The pavement got laid. Okay. It's new. It's new pavement. And, you know, you're expecting this road to be pretty smooth because you've got it – you know, you got your path in mind, your navigation set. And you start rolling out on that road and you think it's going to be awesome. And all of a sudden you're hitting a bunch of potholes.
Oh, and a fucking big semi truck comes out and, you know, you
hit
all
this. And a squirrel runs across the road trying to drag a nut and you hit it.
Right, exactly. So, you know. And you hit all those goals. And the one big thing that I do want to say, because we owe it to our sponsors, obviously, is if you don't want to hit a big pothole or a big roadblock when you're purchasing a home and you want to know what you're getting into, make sure you reach out to our friends at House on the Rock Home Inspection. Dave Ganatra and his team will make sure that the home you are purchasing is one that has been inspected and you know what to expect. Reach out to him and his team at 615-717-7900. Back to what you were saying, though. Yeah, going down that road, you're going to hit bumps.
But you initially, when you know, start on that road, you see it in front of you and you see all your goals and everything looks pretty, you know, achievable. And you can definitely line up your day each day to climb the steps to reach those goals.
Right.
And you jump on that road and all of a sudden you start hitting them potholes.
Yep. It's like an airplane. It's like turbulence. You know, you hit turbulence and airplane's not like, fuck this, we're going back. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, hey, we're going to keep pressing.
Right.
Because we have to
put your seatbelt on, sit down, and let's roll through this.
And there's something I heard. This was a while back, and I don't know how true it is. I would like to believe it's true because the analogy made perfect sense, or at least the example made perfect sense. And that's when, you know, when you jump on a plane and you're headed, let's say, from Nashville to San Diego, it is not always going in the proper direction to get you there. But what it is this minor adjustments as you're going in order to get you in the direction. This way you ultimately land in San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. You know, the plane sometimes goes off course, but it's about making those minor adjustments. And the way that relates to our goals and the things that we want is it's just those minor tweaks. You know, if my goal is to close 10, 15, 20 deals a month, but I'm falling short by one deal each and every month, then I need to make a minor adjustment somewhere, be it more phone calls, more handshakes, more follow-up, whatever it may be. And that minor adjustment can produce major results.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing that we have to keep in mind. Your goals, if you set a one-year goal, you got all year to accomplish that. You have all year to make up for any lost ground. You know, it's just like a foot race. You get into the foot race, you may be behind the first, you know, if it's a marathon, you may be behind the first three quarters of the race. But if you keep that gas in the tank and push it out, you may be good to go. You never know. But just don't give up. You know, and that's the big thing. You set goals for a reason. And hopefully you set those goals to ones that are obtainable. Let me tell you this much. If you're working a 9-to-5 and you're making $10 an hour, your goal, I would hope, is not to, I want to buy a Ferrari by the end of the year. Unless your goal within that is also to find create a business or do some extra things in order to make that happen. They need to be realistic, and that's the biggest thing. So hopefully your goals are realistic. Hopefully your year has started out awesome. I know mine has. Has yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're in good shape.
No squirrels yet, but I know they'll come.
Yep. You'll hit some squirrels. We all do. We all hit those points. And, you know, one of the things that I read in a book a while back is when you start achieving and when you start, you know, going towards success, you will hit a point where your body and your mind and everything almost sets you up for failure. It's almost like you're doing really well, you're going to the gym and everything else, and boom, you get sick. And it's like, all right, now you have a blockage there, and you're like, all right, I can use this detour to throw me off my path, or I can continue to push forward. It's about finding the things that continue to drive you forward and doing them. So, you know, like I said, I hope everyone's year has started out great. I hope that nobody got themselves into trouble and drank and drive or anything stupid like that. Because if you did, your goal for the next 12 months should be to get your fucking license back, you know? So, but anyways, I want to thank everybody else for tuning in. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you soon.